This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
3 o'clock, great to have you aboard. Gorgeous afternoon, and now a chance to do something that's not Lions. Oh, thank God. Just something different. The Lions are so good, it's almost boring. We have Hot Stove. Now work with me, people. We got to get the gears turning. Now, I'm going to do the same thing we did with the Lions, and I'm going to use the same standard with the Tigers. We talked about the deadline, Rico, and we talked about, okay, we can't replace Aiden Hutchinson. However, what is the minimum threshold to acceptance? That what is the player that is the minimum they could do where you would say, job well done, better job by me, your team sucks? What would the... And we talked about Za'Darius Smith in the lead up to the trade deadline would be the minimum barrier that the Lions needed to go and get for us to feel like you did all you could. Mm-hmm. Now, with the Tigers, this is different. It's different because it's not just a trade, it's free agency. And with Scott Harris at the GM meetings, here's what he had to say. Now, we can parse through the comment first, and then it does get to a point of, okay, forget about what you think the comment means. What is the standard you as an individual adult are going to hold Scott Harris and the Tigers to? Ready? He was asked on adding in the offseason versus developing the youth. Quote, we need to do both. We need to add externally, but we also need to acknowledge the fact that the external gains can't compare with the scale of the gains internally. We have the youngest team in baseball that just made the playoffs and just won a playoff series. If each one of those guys gets a little bit better, we're going to be just fine in the future. Close quote. Now, do you want to go first or you want me to go first? You pick. Won't change my life.
I'll let you go first, Mike.
Okay. First of all, I hope Scott's shoulder blades aren't bruised or irreparably damaged from patting himself on the back. You've got to be kidding me. Well, we have the youngest team in baseball that just made the play. Okay, first of all, dude, that was a total accident. I don't want to hear it. You went to breakfast about surviving the season. Don't act like that was your plan. That annoys me right there. But second of all, this is just a repackaged way of saying we don't want to block anybody. That the external gains can't compare with the scale of the gains internally. And then he uses a false premise to justify it by saying, hey, if every one of those guys just gets a little better, we're going to be just fine. Well, that's great. Mm. If Beyonce descends from the clouds and gives Rico a lap dance, he's having a great Wednesday. Like, that's a false premise. Well, all it's going to take is each guy getting better. Not how it works. So I look, the what it means is I'm just never going to be comfortable if this is the Tigers' approach. That if you're going to operate with a small market mentality or talk to us like we're stupid, right? Like we're just ignorant second graders. I'm never going to vibe with this. Now, if you want to say, look, you made the playoffs last year, you got to build off of it, that's fine. But, man, when you use the line, we have the youngest team in the league that made the playoffs and won a series, then how can you divert back to, and hey, if all those kids just get better, we good. Mm-hmm. No. And you use whatever fancy private school words you want, external gains and scale internally. You know what? I must have missed how the external gains didn't match up with the gains internally when the Yankees got Juan Soto. Or when the Dodgers signed Otani. Or when the Orioles got Corbin Burns. Like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
You got to stop.
Yeah.
So that's the what I think it means, not what the minimum threshold is. I don't change how I want things done. I'm an adult. Like, I don't try to change Rico's favorite food. He's an adult. He can, that's... Hey, if he likes vanilla ice cream, what the hell am I going to say? So, like, if you're going to be one of these team shills, don't ask me to change. Don't ask fans to change. But, Rico, what did you take out of the comment before we go minimum threshold?
Okay, because there were two separate things. I have a minimum threshold, but out of the comment, it was a lot of word soup. Because if you're going to add, you simply say, hey, we're going to be aggressive in the offseason and we're going to go and get somebody. Or, hey, we're going to go into the offseason and we're going to pick up some pieces. We're not going to overspend, but you don't have to sit here and, well, you know, we had this team and we did this and we did that. And you're right. It basically was saying we're not going to block the young guys. But, you know, we do realize that maybe we need to go out and get some pieces. But, hey, did you know we had the youngest team in the playoff? And, you know, we did. It's like, okay, it doesn't take a lot of energy to say we got to add some pieces to this. We had a good team, we had a good run, but now we need to get better, and we got to go outside the organization to do that.
Here, you know what? Let's ratchet it up a level. And if you think I'm wrong, or if people think I'm wrong, it's cool. We can have a discussion. If they stand pat and play smartest guy in the room, you won't make the playoffs. If you go WBBT, bring the band back together, and plan on every one of your young players getting better, you will regress. That is my belief. Hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong that that's not the approach, and I hope I'm wrong that that's not how it plays out. But I want to know now what the minimum threshold is. For you, the fans, whether you're a member of the 1901 Society or just a baseball-loving Detroiter, what is the player? Like, what is the minimum threshold? And that we can talk through the free agency stuff. I can give you contract approximations. I want to know what you guys want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Because, Rico, I'm not speaking for you. I'm only speaking for myself. I'm not going to go through another year being vilified for wanting more. And if you don't want more, tell me why. But what I'm not going to do is become a villain because, God forbid, I want the Tigers to act major market. That I do believe free agency and, wait for it, trades can make you better in a hurry. And if you're going to pat yourself on the back about the youngest team in the league and you won a playoff, that's great. You still don't have a third baseman. That's great. You still don't have a first baseman. That's great. At best, you've got a really nice depth piece at shortstop, but you need a right-handed complement. You need another thumper, a big-time right-handed bat. And Lord knows you need at least one really nice starter, probably two, because I don't want to put too much pressure on Job to go with Tarek Skubal. So you can spare me with, if everyone just gets better, not how it works. 248-539-9797. Would love to know. Now, I have names, Rico. I'm not being coy. But I wanted to wait and give the people an opportunity. Like, here's your plate. Dinner is served. It's buffet style. Put some entrees on the plate. Let me see what's being served before I get in line.
No.
And if people don't want anything, tell me why.
See, Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong?
No, because...
You seem flustered.
Because I'm trying to follow my own philosophy of not being upset about something that hasn't happened yet. But you kind of know, well, they don't have to do anything because look at what they did last year, caller. It's just waiting in the wings. But I'm with you. You got lucky. You caught lightning in the bottle. It's not going to happen again. You have to add pieces. And yes, some of your young guys did some things. I don't know if they're going to do that for 162 games next year. It worked out for the good, but you can't be that stubborn that you cannot go out and add some pieces. I have a couple of names myself, but you can't stand pat. You can't bring the band back together and say, we're just going to pick right up where we left off. Because eventually in this sport, you got to have stars. You got to have pieces in place. Now,
David,
yes, some of your young guys could develop into stars, but until they get there, you need to go add some people.
David, what was your takeaway on the quote first and then the minimum? And again, I'm saving my names. I'll get to it. But what was your reaction to the quote?
Here's my reaction to the quote, and it's kind of based on what you just said, Rico. It's not linear. Things aren't going to just continue from year to year and just, because you're young, you're just going to get better next season. And that's what I was afraid of with this quote, is him talking about that and we need to do this. Of course, you need the young guys. But what I would have rather hear him say is, yes, we got our young guys. We got some core. We got some pieces. But what I want to do is I want to insulate them. I want to give them some help. I want to put some people around them to help them out. Because the first name I think about when it comes to young players and they were this and they were that was Spencer Torkelson. And what he did the year before, 30-plus home runs, and everyone's like, he's just going to do that again. He's just going to get better. And he didn't. Mm-hmm. He regressed. Mm-hmm. And as a fan, I'm like, I can't again go with this premise of, well, they're just going to get better. But what if they don't? If you add professional baseball players around these guys, you can insulate them. And if they struggle to start next season, you've still got guys.
David,
there's nothing wrong with that.
It's like going to your favorite restaurant. You know there's an established baseline of what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. You know what the meal is, and you know what it's going to cost you. And sure, maybe they have a bad night once in a while, and it's not up to snuff. But generally speaking, yeah, you know what you're going to get. That's what signing a veteran bat does. This guy has a track record of X. This is how many years in a row he's put up an OPS of XY. Like, it's right there. I would love to know from Tiger fans what you want. I have some names. I have some guys that I think are those minimum threshold things. But if you don't want to get seduced by names, fine. It's got to be a right-handed bat that's at least a four-war player. And it's got to be a pitcher that is universally regarded as a very good number two in a rotation to pair with Skubal. Now, you do those two things, that's the minimum. Now, the maximum is you're adding two bats. And preferably a first and third base. Now you do that. Well, now we're ready to win the World Series. So I'd love to hear from you guys on it. And again, Rico and I are going to react to things in real time. You don't get the benefit of just waiting. I will judge Scott Harris on what he does, not what he says. But in the meantime, no, I don't have to sit there and ignore the comment. And I don't have to say that it's great. I rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it. Free country, last I checked. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people. A little hot stove. Do a little college football in the 4 o'clock. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.